do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 10. This is letter number 3,379. Baruch Hashem, dated the 29th day of Adar, Tavshin Tazvah, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracham. The Rebbe says, I received your registered mail, registered letter. The Rebbe uses a Russian word for register. I don't know if I can pronounce it correctly. It's called Zakaznaya. A Zakaznaya must mean, I'm assuming that a Zakaznaya must mean a registered letter that was dated the 16th and Toiv Adar, 17th. The word 17, the Rebbe a lot of times substitutes it with the word Toiv. Toiv equals 17, Tes Vav Veiz. So instead of saying 16, 17, Yud Zayin, the Rebbe will use the word Toiv as the 17th Adar. So, Rebbe says, he writes to the Rebbe, he has worries that he was in the hospital and there was certain procedures and certain things. He's worried what they did to him, and you know, he was kind of concerned about that experience. The Rebbe suggests to him, remove your mind from all this. Don't occupy your mind with worries about the various different times. Add more energy and force to spread the teaching of Chassidus, its directives, its customs, because that's what is man all about. Don't spend time worrying. And all matters that disrupt that or confuse that, interfere with that, and even the worries about worries of the above. So the Rebbe says, according to the instruction of our holy leader, as our holy leaders, especially my father-in-law, the Rebbe, as brought down in the Hayom Yom for the 23rd day of Sivan, anytime you have worries, they come from an undesirable source. Worries don't come from a positive place. Just to give the person to worry, that's based on all the Rebbes, especially the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe. And therefore, because they're not from a good source, you need to negate them. Don't worry. Anytime you have something that doesn't give you peace of mind, that brings you worry, it's not from a good source. So you just stop thinking about it and get yourself involved in your activities. Now, we can't help, our thought is constantly floating. We can't stop thinking. So how does one stop a undesirable thought? That's by transferring the thought to good matters. You got to think about something. So think about good matters. Think about positive, good matter. But what is really good? That is something real good is, like we say, with regards, on the third day of creation, God saw that it's very good. What's really good? Really good are things which are good both for Hashem, l'shamayim, toiv l'shamayim and toiv l'abris. It's good for the heavens and it's also good for people. Think about something good. Good for Hashem and good for the people. This is one of the basis of the Hasidic teaching that says that essentially the love of another Jew and the love of Hashem is really one. Because the love of Torah, Rebbe brings down from Hasidus, unites the people of Rome and the people of Syria, as explained in many places in Hasidus. So basically, through the Torah, that's the connecting piece which connects all different, all together. And we actually, doesn't say over here, but they asked once that the Rebbe brought down the Yom Yom, that they once asked what is more important, the love of thy fellow Jew or the love of Hashem, And he says that the love of because when you love another Jew, you're actually loving Hashem, because since Hashem loves the other Jew, so it's not really separate, because you're loving, by loving another Jew, you're loving the one you love really loves. If you love Hashem, and Hashem loves the other Jew, so when you love the other Jew, you are loving Hashem. Basically, what the Rebbe is saying over here, think about positive, and don't only think about yourself, but also think about things that will bring about good for Hashem and also good for the people. So the Rebbe further says, I enjoyed that you write, even though it was in a very general way. Rebbe is sort of implying it should be more specific, but in generally, you describe how the Fabringen was during the special days, Yimei Rotzin days, in, now, doesn't say here where it was, they're not giving it away, just dot. So, the Rebbe says, even though, by describing that it's not clear, it's not explained, how you put an effort to increase that gathering, the Fabringen, should be with more quantity and more qualities. Because you always have to be increasing in holiness. The Rebbe's famous theme, always do more. So the Rebbe says you're not explaining how this was greater and this was better. And the Rebbe says, there has been an example given, a parable by my father-in-law. We heard it many times from the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe says, that in our times, it is similar to one who is climbing on a very steep mountain. Ahar Meshupa B'Yoser, a very steep mountain. You can't stop, and you can't delay on one place. If you're not going to go higher, then automatically, etc. Meaning, if you don't climb, then you fall. You must always go higher. That's the way to continue, because stopping, there's no stopping. If you stop, then you go down. So you must keep on climbing. And that's the example that the Rebbe says today in Yiddishkeit, you got to keep on going, Meilim B'Kodesh. And the Rebbe says, especially that we see this vividly, we see this B'Muchosh, and in very specifics, that when you find yourself in a country that just very recently started the idea of spreading the wellsprings. Again, I'm not sure where this person is, what the Rebbe is talking about, and what the Rebbe means over here, that you can see that you can increase and go from strength to strength. It's not very clear over here. And for Rebbe says, for sure, the length about this is extra. The Rebbe says, I'm also enclosing here that has been published over here recently. And sure, the Rebbe says, you will grant the content or to the many. In other words, learn it yourself and give over from the publications that the Rebbe is sending him. And the Rebbe is blessing him for a Pesach, Chag HaPesach, Kosher V'Sameach. And the Rebbe says there has been a promise made by the Arizal, the Ariz Zichron Levracha, that when a person is careful with Chometz and Pesach, that helps for the whole year, that a person should not stumble all year. So the Rebbe is basically blessing him, in addition to kosher v'sameach, if you have a kosher Pesach, that means you don't stumble, that helps for the whole year. So the Rebbe is encouraging him. Apparently, the person had some worries because his recent visit to the hospital, he may have worried that he contracted something from the hospital, maybe some of the treatment was something there. The Rebbe says any worries is not positive. Don't entertain them. Don't leave them. And because they come from the negative, as the Rebbe said, then you have to be mevatel. How negate them? How do you negate thoughts are always there? By switching your thought to positive things. How positive? Not just for Hashem, but for Hashem and people. The Rebbe says that you write about the Fabrengen in a general way, but the Rebbe says you got to keep on increasing it. As the example of the previous Rebbe, climbing a mountain, you can't stop. You must keep on going higher and higher. The Rebbe blesses him with a kosher and a happy Pesach. Okay, so we have one more letter to finish volume 10, which we'll make the siyum tomorrow, Emet Hashem. We'll prepare for tomorrow, we'll make the siyum on the volume 10, and as we know, whatever we finish, we are supposed to start immediately. So we'll start the Emet Hashem tomorrow, volume 11, which begins with the month of Nisan in Tavshin Tezvah.